Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Friday, the 29th of November. So happy Black Friday, everybody. And yesterday was Thanksgiving, so it was a bank holiday in the US. So if you had the day off yesterday, I hope you had a good one. So as we know, the whole idea of this session is to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunity. So we'll do our analysis and we'll post our trade plan into the chat box when we finish. So please take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. And as always, be mindful of risks involved in trading these financial markets. And actually, it's about controlling those risks. It's not about having a opening and exposing your capital to excessive risk. You know, that's kind of counterproductive. Okay, so just as a quick introduction then, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade, of course, which, you know, there's a lot to choose from. So do you have a means in which you can narrow down? Then you're looking at your ability to apply your strategy in terms of entries and exits. Also, you need to have a strong handle of risk management along with trade management and trade psychology. All very important features. There's a lot of education in your members area, and we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. Okay, so let's start with a review of potential market moving news then. So good morning, everyone. Welcome. On a very cold, dark morning currently. Okay, so I suppose a bit of a quiet start to the week, Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday was a little bit more, well, towards the latter part of Tuesday, and then into Wednesday was a little bit more active. Yesterday was, of course, bank holiday in the US, so didn't really get much movement across the board. Now, interesting to say, we've actually seen a reasonable amount of volatility overnight, actually, during the Asian Open. So we'll have a look at that volatility, because we've got a governor of the Bank of England today at 11 a.m. Due to speak as well. So all these central bankers are all coming out in force. And due to hold a press conference about the financial stability report in London. So we've seen a bit of a reaction in the pound. So let's see what happens to that pound over the course of the trading day. And then at lunchtime, we got CAD GDP numbers. So a bit of Chinese manufacturing numbers, mildly positive. Above 50 represents expansion, below 50 represents contraction. So we'll see what those numbers are on Monday. And then that concludes the week. So normally we don't really expect that much out of this period, i.e. Thanksgiving and Black Friday. This is a sort of a generic kind of overview in terms of what our positioning, or perhaps our directional bias in these markets. Just before I get into the charts, just a quick look at what's going on with bond yields. We've got the 10-year, which is just pulling back quite significantly. Now, is this a triple top? And on the 10-year, are we sort of moving back to 3.5? If so, that would be a really interesting development for these markets. Or is this a short-term little blip? So something to keep an eye out for. Certainly, we've rolled over from at the highs 4.36, rolling over to 4.20. So yeah, a bit of softening, which actually supports prices in the equity markets. So when we look at bond yields, it is a good gauge of risk and where the risk is coming from. And if bond yields rally, then the risks increase. If bond yields roll over to the downside, risk decreases, and therefore that has a direct impact on the dollar. So if I just bring up yesterday's directional biases in these markets, really, we were expecting a little bounce yesterday, but more grinding price action. And that's pretty much what we saw with the S&P and the NASDAQ. The commodities. So we actually like crude oil to the downside below the $68 level, which we didn't really get an opportunity to get into that trade. And we were expecting gold to rally. And we did get that, but we've only seen this rally really overnight. the price action over the last 2 or 3 days has been really quite poor. So it's a case about, it's more about, you know, a trade that we like, but the quality of the trade is really not that good. So we are in the euro dollar. We're looking at a little short-term pullback. That's all that really represents. And let's see if we make more progress to the upside today. And it's exactly the same trade yesterday for gold. Sorry, for the pound dollar. And we've seen a little bit of rally again overnight in the last few hours, just a strong move to the upside. So that was our expectation for this trade. There is potential to rally up to 200 period moving average. So if we look at the dollar, we are seeing that dollar weakness that we've been talking about the last couple of days. The price action is not great quality, but there's that weakness again in the dollar yen. So yesterday we rallied, bounced, and now today overnight. And this is where this volatility has come in. It's come in during the Asia session where, unfortunately, we're not really at our desk. And euro yen making new lows. Pound yen making new lows. So again, it's a bit of a focus on the yen. And really, are we going to get further weakness in the dollar? So mild weakness against the Swiss, a little bit more weakness against the CAD. So we've really retraced a lot of that 25% tariff talk. We rallied very, very aggressively and then pulled back very aggressively. The Aussie dollar, again, this dollar weakness trade, it's not so much about, you know, a nice, strong Aussie. It's more of a short-term corrective move with a bit of, and again, we're getting that follow through. So actually, we weren't expecting much volatility overnight during the Asian session. And actually, we got quite a considerable amount, especially in the currencies, the further weakness in the dollar and some yen strength. So that seems to be the trade of choice. We've still got our sell trade in crude oil below $68. So we could have a look at that. And we're just going to sort of pause with gold again. We've had a good strong move overnight. If we were looking to buy, which we were looking to buy, we were expecting it to kind of rally up to these highs anyway, 2670 sort of level. So, and then just finishing off. So we did get a little bit of a pullback yesterday, more in line with expectations, but it's pretty flat and didn't really make much progress over the course of yesterday during the European and the US trading session. So the Dow Jones, good example. It's a little bit choppy up at these highs now, but these are, it must be said, these are, again, very, very impressive highs. Looking at the Nikkei, not price action that we're really liking at the minute. And then the European indices, looking at the DAX. Yesterday, good strong rally. Again, could put a blanket over this price action, and it's not screaming at us to get into these kind of choppy, long wick gapping markets. So focus can be completely on the indices. It's just the opportunity is not fantastic with it being bank holiday yesterday and also Black Friday today. So the reason for the volatility, I mean, why we've had some excessive volatility overnight in favor of that dollar weakness trade in some areas and a significant move in the yen actually overnight, which is something we would like to trade. So with all this in mind, let's put together our trade plan and we'll post it into the chat box. So like we've been saying for the last 2-3 months now, this is the last trading day of the calendar month as well. So you might see a bit of reconciliation today as well. So these are one of these days where if we don't get a really good, setup, we're not really too fussed about engaging with these markets. The next 3 weeks is going to be really quite a significant period. And, you know, avoid getting into a trade like we got into the euro dollar, which is just meandering. There's some political turmoil in France. That's, again, going to weigh heavy on the euro dollar. And we're looking at the euro dollar only on a short term basis. So we're not looking as a structural buy for the euro in any way, shape or form. So We're just needing to sit around in trades for a lot longer than we would like. So mild risk on market conditions. Be mindful of lower volatility due to it being Thanksgiving in the US. So it's still a it's kind of a half day really in the US, but a lot of decision makers taking the day off again today. So we often find Black Friday more of a day for, of course, spending rather than generating returns. But let's see what we get. We'll, like I said, it's going to be more about the quality of the setup. So mild risk on market conditions. The indices, we've got a bit of a bias to the upside. We now have retracing bond yields and a bit of a softer dollar. So this is playing out. The indices aren't really giving us much opportunity to get into it. We were in the NASDAQ this week, which we probably should still be in, but we had a bit of excessive volatility, I think, on Tuesday, wasn't it? So potential dollar weakness, keep options open, that's still in play, and potential further yen strength. So if you get any kind of pullback in these areas, so let's add a descriptive mild US indices strength. We're not bending over backwards to be jumping in at all-time highs unless we have a good reason to drive that trade. So potential dollar weakness, keep options open. Yeah, it's a short-term trade. Let's put that in here. Potential further yen strength. So potential further yen strength. Yeah. So I'm just thinking elsewhere. We've also got crude oil. So crude oil sell below $68 level. Okay. We'll put that in there as well. Okay. So that's our trade plan for today. And it is important to just, you know, make sure that you do keep your options open a little bit. Not sure how much expectation we have with these markets. So let's see how we get on. All right then, guys. Listen, on that note, thanks very much for joining us. We're still in the euro dollar. We're going to stick with it, and we'll see if we can add something else as well. But again, we won't be going too crazy today, I wouldn't imagine. So on that note, guys, listen, thanks very much for joining us. We expect the US indices to keep grinding higher. We expect perhaps a little bit of further short-term dollar weakness, maybe closing out the end of the month really with some sort of little pullback. We're looking probably for a pullback in the yen pairs and looking to sell crude oil below $68. Okay, so look, I've just posted that there into the chat box, guys, so you can take that away. Regarding the narratives, on the risk on side, we've got sort of the Trump trade really that underpins the indices to rally. We've had quite a good corporate earnings story in the US, decent growth, low unemployment, inflation, not quite back to target, but what seems to be on its way back to target. So that risk on trade is in play. US indices threatening to push higher. Bit of short-term dollar weakness. Bond yields have certainly dipped a little bit, and gold has rallied off the back of it. So we're certainly on the risk on side of the narrative for now. Do be mindful as well, it's the last day of the trading month, so bear that in mind. You can get a little bit of reconciliation today. So a little bit of choppiness potentially in the pipeline as well. So on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. If you have any questions, feel free to post them. And we look forward to seeing you next time. Have a good weekend. If we don't see you in our European and US trading mentorship rooms today, we'll see you again next week. So thanks very much for joining us as always. And if you're interested in learning how to trade, you can get more information from thelivetraderoom.com and feel free to connect with us through our website if you need. Fantastic. On that note, guys, listen, thanks very much for joining us as always. Take care yourselves and we'll see you soon. Bye for now. Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.